the beginning of Southern mysticism happened in a strange manner. There was a maiden in the very tip of South India. She possessed many magical powers. Her name was Punyakshi. She became such a doughty devotee of Shiva that she determined, not with his permission, by herself, that he has to marry her. There is no other way. It is not that she did not have another choice. Her devotion was such, she made it in such a way that he did not have any other choice. This is the way of the devotee. It is not about she choosing for herself. She is choosing for him. He should not have any other choice but her.
Shiva, 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 Shankara Adi Deva, Shankara Adi Deva, Shiva, 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 Shiva,
Shiva. Shiva responded passionately, and a certain date for their wedding was fixed. But the society got excited because they believed that consummation of this marriage would mean she would lose her ability to be an oracle and a guidance to the society in which she lived. The whole society turned against this and did everything possible to stop this. They appealed to Shiva and they said, "You cannot do this, because if you marry her, we will lose a single eye of perception that we have, which is her." Shiva was in no listening mood. Then they said, "If you want this girl as your bride, there are a few conditions. There is a bride price that you have to pay." Shiva asked, "What is the bride price?" "Whatever it is, I will pay." So they said, "The bride price is a sugar cane without rings, a betel leaf without veins, a coconut without eyes. That is the bride price you have to pay." "It is unnatural. A sugar cane always comes with rings. There is no betel leaf without veins, nor can there be a coconut without eyes. An impossible bride price, a sure way of stopping the wedding." But Shiva brought forth his occult force within himself, the magical capabilities that he had, and created all these three objects, breaking the laws of nature. When he is passionate, when he is romantic, he is willing to break all the rules. He broke the very fundamental laws of nature to fulfill an unjust bride price, an impossible bride price that they demanded, and started proceeding towards the wedding. The leaders of the society saw that he is crossing all the impossible conditions that they fixed and still going to fulfill his promise to this woman, and they will lose that one eye of intuition that they have with them.
Then they set a final condition to Shiva. They said, "It is inauspicious to start on this day, so you must start from Kailash only after the sun sets, and you must reach before the sunrise, otherwise there will be no wedding." So he got onto his bull, Nandi, and galloped at such speed that he was easily making the distance in time. Then they saw early morning he's already here, south. He's gonna make it. But the conspiracy was not over. What they did was, they had set up a mountain of camphor and they lit it up. When the camphor lit up and early morning dew, each drop of dew acts like a magnifying glass and multiply the light, and it looked like the sunrise has happened. Shiva saw that he's not made it in time. Completely dejected with his own failure, despondent, he was just 22 kilometers away from destination. This place today is called as Suchindram in Tamil Nadu. He turned back because he thought the sunrise has happened and there will be no wedding. She was standing there and waiting for him to come. When she heard the news that he turned back, she was so furious. All the food that was cooked for the wedding, a great feast, in her fury, she threw all the food all over the place. And they say, she plucked the hearts of the conspirators out. And she went and stood on a rock in a standing position. She left her body. She still stands there as Kanyakumari at the very tip of the Indian subcontinent. But Shiva was so despondent, so acrimonious within himself, angry with himself that he failed his devotee. And he slowly walked back and went up the Velangiri Hills, went and sat there in meditation. For over 3.5 months he lived there. But this was not a blissed out Shiva, this was not a still Shiva, this was a despondent Shiva. This was an angry Shiva, this was an acrimonious Shiva. He sat there in that condition and slowly settled himself, just got down the mountain and left. But he left his energies here. So those who came seeking to know started using these energies as a way to know. In the last few thousand years, the yogis and siddhas who came down this mountain were extremely fierce and intense people who crafted what we today call as the southern mysticism.
Nagendraharaya Trilochanaya Bhasmangaragaya Maheshwaraya Dhim dhim ta ta dhim dhim tak tarik Nagendraharaya Trilochanaya Bhasmangaragaya Maheshwaraya Nityaya Shuddhaya Digambaraya.